You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
That is Treehead, and the track was called You Said. That starts us off this evening. Another band that can go on my list of random and wacky band names that we're going to do at some point in the future. Treehead are well known, actually. We've played them before. I had forgotten that I had played them before, but I've been compiling an unsigned chart of the year and found that they were in it. That shows how much my good memory is. But anyway, Treehead are a five-piece indie rock band from Cambridge. They are A.D. McAllister on vocals, T.T. Norbert on lead guitar. I'm not sure whether these are real names or not. not. Newman Norbert on rhythm guitar. Jetson O'Neill, if that's his real name, that is really cool. And then James Count, who has probably not so much of a cool name, on drums and synth. Their influences include the likes of Bloc Party, Muse, The Killers and Foals. Their write-up on their Facebook says, the singer of a classic rock and soul background, the lead guitarist and of an unfortunate indie predisposition, the rhythm guitarist with an untamable passion for naughty riffs and old school metal, the versatility of the drummer and this bassist with a love of jazz gave rise to a unique collective that in October 2012 made the London scene with their first gig. Their debut EP was released last spring called Heal, and they were in the unsigned chart last year, about a year ago actually, with a song called Mile High, which lasted for 6 weeks and did fairly well. Treeheadmusic.com is their website. So good evening, welcome to the show. On the programme tonight between now and 7:30 we'll play tunes from the free choice half an hour, stuff that people have been sending in over the last couple of weeks. Following that, at 7:30, we'll have a live session from Mirror Signal. Not a normal sort of live session today. It's a bit of electronic discovery, experimental sort of music. So it's not just typical playing guitar. It's a bit more complex than that, so I'm looking forward to that. Stephen will be in about half an hour. The unsigned chart is on at 8. You can still vote for that until 8 o'clock tonight. Go to our website, cambridge105.fm. And then after 8:30, we'll be revealing the lineup for our Strawberry Fair tent this year of live music. There'll be 12 live music acts playing, plus a showcase from Strummers and Dreamers, and I'll be revealing all in terms of what the music will be. That later on in the programme. That's on tonight. If you want to email, you can email tim@cambridge105.fm or you can send me a tweet @cambridge105. Next up is Differential, aka Josh Highland. He's 21 years old. He's from Norwich. He got in touch with me a few days ago. And this track we're going to play is called Out of My League.
She's got them tender lips, and she knows how to shake her hips. She's got them perfect eyes that make you think of the sky and make you fall in love. You want her to smile now. Everybody, she's out of my league. I can't stop to believe, like, how the hell did I get her? She's not like other girls, she's not a bella, but I know that she won't believe me, cause she can't see what I see. She won't believe the majority of the people and what they say every day in the street. They come up to me and they say, you're a great couple, you're gonna go far for happiness, you're just gonna last them all. Grow up, get married and move out, get a puppy, and our first dance will be to shit around the 18. Maybe you need me, man. She's got them tender lips, and she knows how to shake her hips, and she's got them perfect eyes that make you think of the sky or make you fall in love. You want her to smile more, and I need you more than you think. I remember when I bought you that drink, when I first met you at the bar. My best friend said we're gonna go far, and I know that he spoke the truth, cause ever since he introduced you to me, met your family, their intent was to intimidate me, and they said don't do wrong by her. I said I'm gonna be right by her, be faithful, fulfill her needs. Think of the day when I'm on one knee, and I want our lives to last together, cause I want us to be like forever. Forever is a very long time, but in the end you're gonna be mine. Like she's got them tender lips, and she knows how to shake her hips, and she's got them perfect eyes that make you think of a sky, you'll make you fall in love. You want her to smile, oh. So happy I got you, I can't believe it, I'm so sorry. This is something out of a dream, a TV show or a movie scene, like Baywatch. That one girl made me fall in love and made my heart swell. I knew I would get you one day, this isn't destiny, it's just fate. And I know sometimes I ain't got a dollar, always think you run off with someone other, but you don't care about the cash, you always at least, but you never at brash. And I like the way you stick by me, even though I've got flaws. I'm so faulty, in the bed you let's tease me, you're so saucy, goddamn naughty. Oops, shouldn't have said that, I don't care, you make my heart go rat-tat-tat. Why can't you see, what the hell are you doing with me? She's got them tens of lips. She knows how to shake her hips. She's got them perfect eyes that make you think of the sky and make you fall in love. You want her to smile. Oh, she knows she got them tender lips. And she knows how to shake her hips. And she got them perfect eyes that make you think of the sky and make you fall in love. You want her to smile. Oh, she got them tender lips. And she knows how to shake her hips. And she got them perfect eyes that make you think of the sky or make you fall in love. You want her to smile. You want her to smile.
There we go. That's a track by Differential, who is from Norwich. His EP that he's released is called Be A Little Different. It's an acoustic style, but he is a beatboxer, and you can hear some of that in some of his tracks on the EP. He is playing Norwich Rocks Festival next Sunday. That's the 26th of May. At the Gibraltar Gardens in Norwich, if you're around. He's 21 years old, very good, talented artist. Facebook.com/differential.beatbox is his Facebook address. Okay, next to play is a 19-year-old self-styled original pop artist who writes and performs his own material. His name is Glenn Godfrey, and he's from Harlow in Essex. Glenn also contacted me a couple of weeks ago and asked me if I would play a track from him. He entered the Open Mic UK competition, and I think he reached the final. His Facebook suggests that he's reached the final of some competition, and I'm assuming it's this one. He also made it to the semi-final of Hertfordshire's Got Talent, and the track is his debut single, and it also has an accompanying music video, which you can go and check out on his Facebook page. This song's been going around my head all day today since I decided it was going to go on the show. Facebook.com/artistgodfrey is the Facebook. This will get stuck in your head as well.
I'm young and I love my life. I know what I wanna do today. What's the time I'm gonna seize the day? Might act silly, but that's okay. I work hard, but I love to play. Na 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 na.
Can you tell why that's got stuck in my head? It's for a good reason. That's Glenn Godfrey. The track is called I'm Young. So far we've played you Treehead, Differential and Glenn Godfrey. Next up, another artist beginning with the letter G. This one, Grace Sarah, no stranger to Cambridge 105. She's had a pretty amazing year since she won the Cambridge Band Competition of 2012. She's just 15 years old. She was 14 when she won the band competition. She released an EP called Calling Eagles earlier on this year, and she has a second EP due out soon. This track we're going to play will feature on it. It'll also be available on iTunes very soon, and there's a video available to watch via YouTube, which you can see through a link on her website. Grace is next playing with Just William and the Outlaws and Zach Thomas at the Babylon Gallery in Ely on the 14th of June. She's also playing London on the 4th of July at Bar Club, 12 Bar Club in Soho, and she's also on the bill for Ely Folk Festival, so she'll be a busy bee again this summer. GraceSarah.com is that website. You can find the video link on. This is beautiful. It's called Sunrise.
In the west, zebra high, said to find my pea-sized brain with sleepiness. Same color, same faded sky, same H2O molecules that pass me by, same brown fields.
That's Grace Sarah, track's called Sunrise. And that will be available to download on iTunes soon. There's also a video which accompanies it, which you can watch now. Go to our website to find the link for that. It's gracesarah.com. Next up is Harry Seaton. Harry is a 16-year-old singer-songwriter from King's Lynn in Norfolk. This particularly strikes a chord with me because that's where I'm from. So it's nice to know that King's Lynn's produced... Actually, this is the second King's Lynn-based artist that we've had on this show, because we had Holly Carter in about 2 months or so ago, and she's from King's Lynn too. And here's me thinking that King's Lynn wasn't really... Well, it didn't really produce anything worthwhile, but clearly I'm wrong. Harry picked up the guitar at age 7 and quickly began writing and performing his original songs. He has a strong fan base on social media. Not quite sure how he's managed it, but he does. He's got 9,500 likes on Facebook. He's inspired by the likes of Ben Howard, The XX and Daughter, and he's going on a UK tour soon in August to locations such as Norwich, London, Leeds, Manchester, Nottingham and Sheffield. And I say he's only 16. This track we're going to play you is called Wildfire. It's available to download on iTunes and stream on Spotify, and has already reached number 12 in the iTunes singer-songwriter chart, which is no mean feat. I also saw a video that Harry uploaded on his Facebook page a couple of days ago, which was a really interesting cover of Daft Punk's Get Lucky. And he'd written his own couple of verses in there as well. And there were a lot of lyrics to fit into a small space, but he managed to get them all in, which that's worth checking out as well. Facebook.com/HarrySeatonOfficial. I think we need to get Harry into the studio at some point, seeing as we're on a direct train line from King's Lynn. It can't be too far. This is Wildfire, then.
Like the wind, fly like a bird, never knowing what you're heading to. Swim away, leave me in bitter haze. Always leave with burning desire. Thoughts of you spread like wildfire. Say what you need, just take what you want. Leave me to risk, my love is all burned. You're heading to, close your eyes, count to 10, just don't walk on again. Always leave with burning desire. Thoughts of you spread like wildfire. What you need, just take what you want. Leave me to risk, my love is all.
That's Wildfire from Harry Seaton.
I won't crumble again. You said let's put it all to rest. No, I can't let you do that.
Beautiful voice. He's 16 years old. I hate talented young people. Harry, if you're listening and you want to come into the studio and play a live session for me, I'd love that. And you're only in King's Lynn, so it's like, you know, you can come down the train and then go back again afterwards. It'd be really easy. Got some dates coming up next month if you want to come down. That's an open invitation to you, so let me know. He was listening earlier on, he sent a message in. So that's Harry Seaton. The track's called Wildfire. Facebook.com/HarrySeatonOfficial if you want more information on there. And I don't really hate young people that are talented. Lewis Edridge is next. Another talented young person. Show's full of them today. He's a solo acoustic musician based somewhere between Stansted and Cambridge, so that's like M11 really. Spent the last 2 years writing, recording and producing his own material. His debut solo EP titled Midnight Winter has 5 tracks available to stream and buy from his Reverb Nation page, which I'll give you the address for in just a second. His influences include the likes of Muse, Owl City and Biffy Clyro, and you can see him in Cambridge. He's playing the Bathhouse Acoustic Night next Thursday night alongside Sarah Louise. ReverbNation.com/LewisEdridge is the address for that. He was actually I was pointed in his direction by one of the guys from Lucid, who is a friend of his, and they studied together, but that was where that one came from. So it's nice to be pointed in the direction of other artists from established artists. Sometimes a bit different. Anyway, this track's called My Blue Twilight.
To fade when we spend all our time talking all alone. Did I ask what happened? Did I ever ask how you felt inside? If only you knew my answers to how we could live this life. Not again, I'm not going to leave this place. Not again, I'm staying like this till I hear my name. Once again, we're here to make a change. Once again, to fight this pain. Once again, why can't you see what I see? Once more, I'll look you in the eyes. Wipe those tears you fought to hide. Relive each memory, each one buried inside. Sitting here alone, looking up to find my troubles and hide my peace of mind. This winter dream is ours as we start to collide like raindrops hiding from this life. Once again, we're here to make a change. Once again to fight this pain. Once again, why can't you see what I see? Once more, I'll look you in the eyes. Wipe those tears you fought to hide. Relive each memory, each one buried inside. If only you knew that we another way. Another storm in the night. never whistle in disguise. Once again, we're here to make a change. Once again to fight this pain. Once again, why can't you see what I see? Once more, I'll look you in the eyes. Wipe those tears you fought to hide. Relive each memory, each one buried inside. Once again, we're here to make a change. Once again to fight this pain. Once again, why can't you see what I see? Once more, I'll look you in the eyes. Wipe those tears you fought to hide. Relive each memory, my blue twilight.
Beautiful. My Blue Twilight from Lewis Edridge. You featured a lot of acoustic music on the show tonight. In fact, pretty much all of it's been acoustic, which is nice. So the reverbnation.com/Lewis Edridge is the page to go for that. Edridge is spelled, well, I better spell Lewis for you as well, because there are different ways of spelling that one. Lewis is L-E-W-I-S and Edridge is E-D-R-I-D-G-E. And Harry Seaton's been on with a massive capital letters saying, yes, 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 I want to come in. Okay, I will email you with some dates and we'll arrange something. Good. Right, last one then is Andy Clenahan, is probably how you pronounce that. Sorry, Andy, if I said it wrong. Andy is a friend of Order 47 who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he submitted a track following hearing them on this show, which is nice. He's a singer-songwriter from Sawston. He's been singing since the age of 7 and learning the guitar since the age of 14. His influences include James Blunt, Ed Sheeran, Bruno Mars and Michael Bublé. Interesting variety there. He's 18 years old and this track is called Week Long Crush.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're just another one of my week long crushes. Still all the same, you're making me breathless. I think you're beautiful, it's all the same to me. But you're just another one of my crushes for a week. First met at summer camp, from the moment I saw you.
Ooh.
I had to know some more, get one on one, make two. Even by the way you spoke, you really turned me on. Couldn't bear to think of a time when you were gone. You're just another one of my week-long crushes. Still all the same, you're making me breathless. I think you're beautiful, it's all the same to me. But you're just another one of my crushes for a week. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Waking up most mornings and you were on my mind. If I was busy, I'd be sure to find the time.
That's right.
To try and impress a little more, just the little things. Cause your appreciation meant so much to me. You're just another one of my week-long crushes. Still all the same, you're making me breathless. I think you're beautiful, it's all the same to me. But you're just another one of my crushes for a week. As the days went on and on, my eyes were firmly fixed on your face, your eyes and hair. My mind was playing tricks. Cause attraction was there, but I didn't care. I just wanted to be friends. But if I told the truth, I knew how badly it would end. You're just another one of my week-long crushes. Still all the same, you're making me breathless. I think you're beautiful, it's all the same to me. But you're just another one of my crushes for a week. love such a mess, even as a teen.
It sucks.
It never really works out as they do in the dreams. But if you, yes, you know this is for you, I'm begging of you now. Don't change a thing, I'm just the same as I was a week ago.
You're just another one of my week-long crushes. Still all the same, you're making me breathless. I think you're beautiful, it's all the same to me. But you're just another one of mine. You're just another one of my week-long crushes. Still all the same, you're making me breathless. I think you're beautiful, it's all the same to me. But you're just another one of my crushes for a week. Crushes for a week. Crushes for a week.
Facebook's going a bit mad now, people enjoying Andy's track.
And that's just how it is.
Particularly Darius, who's just sent a text. Hi, Darius. That's Andy Clenahan. And I've not been corrected on the pronunciation, so I'm presuming that's right. The track is called Week Long Crush, and you can find a video of him performing that on his YouTube channel. Wait for the YouTube URL. YouTube.com/AndyDavillaFan. So Andy is a Villa fan. Congratulations to them for staying in the Premier League. But he's Andy Davillafan. So AndyDavillaFan. Bit of advice, Andy. Change the URL. Right, it's almost 7:40, and we're going to talk to Mirror Signal in just a second.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
Every week we have a live guest come in and play something for us. Most of the time it's somebody with a guitar or a keyboard or something just playing acoustically. But today we're changing it up a bit. This is a bit different. We've actually plugged Mirror Signal in. He's been plugged in. How are you, Stephen?
I'm good, yeah, you?
You all right? Yeah, yeah, good. Thank you for coming in.
No worries.
I feel like this meeting's... Well, we met each other a couple of weeks ago, but I feel like this meeting's been a while in the pipeline because I've been playing your stuff for a little while now.
Yeah, thank you for that.
And finally we've got you in. Yeah. So, the reason why I say we plugged you in is because your music is it be fair to say it's computer-generated, or do you not like that term?
It's essentially what it is, so I mean, yeah.
Okay, you make it on a computer.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you're any less talented. In fact, I think it means you're more talented than playing a conventional instrument, which you can do as well.
Yeah.
So, how does it work then? Do you record yourself playing instruments into the computer?
Well, I started as an acoustic act, so I mean that's what I used to do. Used to record acoustic songs, and then like beginning of this year, I kind of decided to make the decision to just introduce new sounds to what I was doing. So I bought a Mac. So what I do now is kind of I just start with a beat and then make the chord progressions and stuff around it, and see where it goes from there. But I like natural sounds as well, just as much as electronic ones, so I try to fuse them in a way that doesn't sound like too much like one or the other, if you get what I mean.
Okay. Well, I think people, having heard your music and played it on this show, would agree that it's fairly unique.
Thank you.
And it's good, obviously, otherwise you wouldn't be here. So how old are you?
I just turned 19.
Okay. And how long have you been interested in music for?
Well, I'd say 7 years now.
Okay, what was it that got you first interested in either playing an instrument or performing?
One day in year five, I got randomly asked to learn the clarinet. They came up to me and was like, oh, here you go, here's a clarinet. I was like, okay, yeah. So I started having lessons, and then I learned Mary Had a Little Lamb on piano as well, which was kind of the groundbreaking moment for me.
Everyone's got to start with Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah, yeah. It's those two things that kind of pushed me into it, I think.
Okay, yeah. So you can play the clarinet then?
I know about 5-6 notes.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you can probably play it more than most people can. That's not a particularly cool instrument, though, really, is it, a clarinet, especially for a boy?
I don't know, that's all right.
Yeah?
I don't want to anger anyone.
Okay, anger the clarinet union that are probably listening. They'll come outside the window and play the clarinets angrily at you when you leave.
Yeah.
So what else, what other instruments can you play? What do you learn? Go on to learn after that?
I'm a drummer in a band called Story Boys. Mm-hmm. You know that.
I know that.
Yeah. doing that for a while. Obviously guitar and piano. They're the main instruments I play, really. I mean, I dabble with other things, but I'm not really a master at any of them. I'm just kind of a relative.
So you said you're in a band, which is not currently doing much at the moment, I guess.
We've got a few things coming. We're playing in a place called Delphi later this month, and we're playing Beers Music Festival in July. And so I think there's bits and pieces between
that. But has that given you time to work on this solo project?
Yeah, definitely. I think it has. I mean, like, I've released the EP last month, and I've been doing quite a few gigs on my own. So, I mean, that's been, it's been quite good, just getting experience playing with this new, in this new way.
Yeah.
I've never done it before.
What's it like playing on your own in comparison to playing with a band, and particularly being a drummer when you're at the back and nobody really notices you?
When you're playing drums, I mean, for me, drums is really fun. So, I mean, I don't, when I'm on stage, it's just about playing the drums. I mean, that's, it's a lot of fun. And you don't really have to think too much about what you're doing, especially when you play the same songs a lot. Mm. What I found with using all this new stuff is that I seriously have to concentrate, because everything's, it's not like when you're standing there playing a guitar or something, you can kind of, if you go out of time with the guitar, you can get yourself back into time with it.
Yeah.
If you get yourself out of time with the music, it's much harder to, because it doesn't stop for you.
It just keeps going.
Yeah, so it's exciting having to think about it again, if you know what I mean. But it's very hard for me at the moment.
Okay, well, I'm going to get you to do a track for us now, and then we'll talk a bit more afterwards. So all the stuff you're going to do is from your EP?
One's actually a brand new one, but two of them are.
Yeah. All right, so what's the first one?
It's called I've Changed My Signature.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to fade you up on here, and we'll be able to hear your music.
Your heart, where the blood flows, where it all goes. Can you open up to me? Your eyes paint a picture, colors reconvene. You're hypnotizing me. No, I can't get away. And then you rub your silence in and scare away my ghosts, time and time again. I've been thinking about the everything you are to me, and what it means to be in love with you. You can't take it by force. You have to come home now. You've been gone for days. I'm sure you know the way. I've forgotten how you look. Please don't ever leave me here again. It's not nice to pretend. I marvel at your grace, but you're keeping me on my toes. Why, oh why, oh why does the makeup hide your smile like that? Why, oh why would you wanna go outside like that? Been thinking about the everything you are to me, and what it means to be in love with you. You can't take it by force. The other day I was rectified, just a passerby, until you called my name. Why, oh why does the makeup hide your smile like that? Why, oh why, oh why would you wanna go outside like that? Why, oh why, oh why does the makeup hide your smile like that? Why, oh why, oh why would you wanna go outside like that? Why, oh why, oh why does the makeup hide your smile like that? Why, oh why, oh why would you wanna go outside like that? Why, oh why, oh why does the makeup hide your smile like that? Why, oh why, oh why would you wanna go outside like that? Why, oh why, oh why does the makeup hide your smile like that? Why, oh why, oh why would you wanna go outside like that?
Whoa, that worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy with that?
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. That is. It's really interesting to watch you. And anybody, I bet you, anybody tuning in now would not know that that was live. They would just think that was just a recorded track. Just playing. Oh, he's playing Mirror Signal again. But because your voice is, I mean, I told you when I saw you live, your voice is amazing.
Thank you very much.
And obviously, the way you're playing that, it sounds the same live as it would do on a recording.
Yeah.
But the trick is to play it live without messing it up, as you say.
Yeah.
So you've got a keyboard there. Mm. Can you play something on the keyboard?
That's a different sound now, but that's from the next song.
Okay, so you were playing notes into that, the last track.
Well, along with some other ones as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where did the backing vocals come from? Is that you on the backing vocals?
That's just me. Yeah, it's just me. They're recorded. I mean, I'd love to later on, maybe in a year or two. That's too far. But later on, some point, get a band together who can kind of play a lot more stuff with me.
Cause, yeah.
Playing in a band is fun. But I mean, at the moment, it's just kind of, I'm just trying to promote a bit. But,
yeah.
I mean, because it feels like I'm cheating just having all this stuff on the laptop. I've never liked the idea of
it's
that.
It's not great from a stage presence point of view because people sort of watch you and it's like, oh, there's this guy with a laptop.
Exactly.
But they don't realise what goes on the other side. So it is fascinating. I couldn't do any of this, so I take my hat off to anybody that can play an instrument, never mind create their own music like that. So where did this interest in this style of music come from? Because it's very different from anything you do in the Story Boys, for example.
Well, it's like I said, because I was making acoustic music, and I don't know what it is that drove me, but I got really fed up of kind of playing the same things on guitar. So I went through a stage where I was trying to write ambiguous lyrics so they weren't too lovey, trying to fit as many chords into songs as I could to make people just go like, whoa, what's happening? So I mean, I was just trying to branch out, but in the end it was all still just acoustic music, and anyone who didn't have too much of a knowledge wouldn't really understand. So I just wanted to try and genuinely be different in every sense. I mean, I haven't really done it at the moment, but it's still kind of my goal.
Well, you're the most different person I've ever had in this studio, so that's some achievement. Although I think there is a particular style of music that other people are doing that is similar to this. I don't know what it's called. But it's like, this is like chill out sort of music.
Yeah, it's
the sort of stuff you would find on a chill out album. Yeah, no, it's. I just can't get over the fact that you're there playing it all live as like a one man band, really.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So, who are your musical influences now, and perhaps? Well, I guess you've got quite a range of musical influences, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I listen to all sorts. I mean, I think Radiohead were. I mean, they're amazing. I mean, they're one of the main influences in the last 3 years for why I wanted to stand out, I guess. Just when you listen to the music, and if you're particularly into melody, you see the way Thom Yorke really experiments with it and really goes outside of the box with some things. That really inspired me. this year particularly, Laura and Vula, yep. James Blake.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to say the style is very Laura and Vula.
Oh, thank you.
From her last track I heard.
Mm. I'm definitely into... I've been into jazz quite a lot recently, crossover jazz. I tried to use a lot of jazzy kind of chords and stuff. So, anything... I mean, I don't know. I'm not. I don't like to think in genres. I just think in that sounds good. So
yeah,
I'm gonna yeah.
Okay, you did when I saw you live. You did a really brilliant cover of Marvin Gaye song. Mm-hmm. So is he one of your influences as well?
I actually wouldn't say so. No, I mean when I was in year 11, the school I went to, Sudbury Upper School, they did classic album nights, which is where they just picked an album that was considered classic. Mm. And they did a whole... They just played it in its entirety. They've done about 20 or so, maybe more than that now.
Right.
And that was, I think that was the 11th or 12th one, I can't remember. But I sung for it, and I just remember the song really well from that night. And I've fallen in love with that song in particular.
Yeah.
But before that, and even after that, I haven't really listened to Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
But
I
respect
that one song.
Him. Yeah, I do respect Marvin Gaye. I know he's talented. I know a lot about him. I just haven't listened to him much.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go, because I'm conscious I want to get these three tracks in, so let's get you to do the next one.
So cool. Yeah, this is Those Blue Wings. It's brand new. It's not on the EP, but I'm playing it live a lot at the moment.
Okay.
Take her under your arm and she'll calm down until your beating heart is the only sound. Those blue wings saved her from earth, saved her from hell. She can't begin to relate. I don't know what to say. I said it's not worth it if it seems too much. Steal my heart, take my word, give my everything, 'cause I am ready, I'm ready to begin. Ooh, those blue wings, they saved me from everything. Ooh, those blue wings, they saved me from everything. It's under your nose, yeah, there's a smile. That's not the only thing that you tend to hide. Good news brings glimpses of hope. Yeah, maybe we won. It's time to rethink and replay. I don't know what to pay. They said it's not worth it if it seems too much. Steal my heart, take my word, give my everything. I am ready, I'm ready to be glaive. Ooh, oh. From everything, those blue wings. 'Cause no one wants to live in this world alone. It is so much colder. Please don't leave my shoulders. Please don't leave my shoulders. Those blue wings, those blue wings, those blue wings.
Mirror Signal on Cambridge 105. It's a track called Those Blue Wings, which is a brand new one that's not available to download anywhere at the moment. But if you go and see him live, then it'll probably appear on his set list somewhere. All right. When did you first know that you could sing?
Oh, I don't remember. I always sang along to stuff all the time. I mean, and then... this is really embarrassing. I used to love Fall Out Boy.
Why is that embarrassing?
I don't know. I mean, everyone, there's a lot of people just don't like him for some reason. So for anyone who doesn't like him, it's embarrassing. Anyone who does, then,
okay, there's a lot worse you could have said.
Yeah. I ran around naked. No. yeah, I used to love Fall Out Boy. And when I was in year eight, I entered a talent end of year talent show competition. That was just for year eights for some reason. And I got a band together to do Sugar We're Going Down.
Okay.
Anyone who went to school with me then will know this and probably be laughing right now. But it was really embarrassing. But my friend, my now best friend Max, came up to me and was like, "You're really good at singing." I didn't realise because I heard myself going out and tune and stuff. Figured it was awful. But he was like, "Yeah, you're really good at singing. Join our band." So, I mean, that was the first kind of band I was in.
Okay.
And then... Max is now in the Story Boys, so right. We've been the only two constants since then, like in bands that we've been in. But yeah, I think that's kind of the turning point of when I started singing was that.
Yeah, but you obviously, because most singers don't sort of listen back to themselves and think, "Oh God, I sound really good on that." But you obviously think you can sing; otherwise, you wouldn't pursue it and record it.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I know I can sing in tune, I guess, but I just
do people come up to you on a regular basis and say, "Wow, you've got a really good voice"?
A fair amount of time.
Yeah, modest. I don't
know. Humility is the best way.
No, you do. And again, it's a different sort of voice, but it suits this music really well. Cool. I think.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, right. Where are you playing soon that people can see you? I know you've done a few gigs recently, and you've got a few more coming up.
Yeah. I entered Bury Songwriters competition again this year, and the final is at the Hunter Club in Bury, St Edmunds. That's this Friday, from 8 o'clock, I think. I'm also in Colchester, Hole in the Wall, 7th of June, and Portland's Arms in Cambridge, supporting Victoria and Jacob on the 25th of June.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's spread out, but yeah. I'm looking forward to them.
You're getting yourself about in Cambridge. How did the Portland Arms gig come about?
I met a guy who got in contact with Green Mind, I think, and he just got me a slot. So, yeah.
Good. Oh well, I'm glad it's going well for you, because I sort of feel that I came onto you sort of right at the very beginning of this project, if you like. It's got a couple of months before even the EP came out.
Yeah.
So I'm glad it's going well. And you, if you pursue this, I've no doubt that you'll have some more success with it, because it is really good. Right, I'm gonna stop kissing your ass and get you to do one last song.
Can you say that on radio?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Awesome.
What's the last one then?
This is Broken Soldier, it's the title track. This is what's left of a broken soldier, crawling on the floor, doesn't want this pain no more. No one believes a chosen savior stares you in the face. Are you gonna take your grace? Somebody help, her smile's contagious. It's getting everywhere, in your mind, in your stare. With a black hole and the light escaped us, but I know a home and it'll reshape us. I've got some things on my mind to share, all that no one knows. I got some things on my mind to share. Whoa.
higher than Everest. Gonna put my strength to test. They'll find you, so there's no use hiding. Come out and face the pain, that way there's more to gain. I bet they're sick of this repetition. It gets stuck in your head like she got sucked into your bed. With a black hole and the light escaped us. But I know a home and it'll reshape us. Got some things on my mind to share. All that no one knows, I got some things on my mind to share. That no one knows, I got some things on my mind to share. That no one knows, I got some things on my mind to share. That no one knows, I got some things on my mind to share. That no one knows, mind to share. That no one knows. What's left of a broken soldier crawling on the floor, doesn't want this pain no more. Oh.
Brilliant. Broken Soldier, which is the title track from the EP, which is available to download on iTunes, stream on Spotify, Amazon, anywhere else basically. Yeah. Did you not, I think I remember you putting something on Facebook, you put it absolutely everywhere. Yeah. So you just said, why would you not have it somewhere? It's yeah. Like, because I know when you put music up for online distribution, you get an option. It says, would you like it not to be available outside the UK or something? It's like, well, why would I want to do that? Everybody yeah. can listen to it.
Exactly.
All right, so live dates coming soon, EP's out now, doing some stuff with the Story Boys. What else are you up to? Anything else?
Yeah, me and the bassist from Story Boys are in a duo called Full of Flamingos.
Good God.
Yeah, it's quite a few things. But we've been recording since August.
Right.
Nothing's, well, we've released one little thing, but nothing's actually probably been done since. But I mean, it's coming, and some of the songs sound, if I do say myself, they sound all right, and I hope a lot of people will like them when they are out. But it's coming very soon, so
okay.
all these things happening, but I mean, it's, yeah. I'm excited.
Do you have an identity crisis one day and think, oh God, who am I today?
Yeah, probably.
I'm Mirror Signal, a drummer from Story Boys. Well, who am I?
That might happen one day, yeah.
I think it might do one day.
I'm not busy enough yet.
No, all right. Well, when you get something else in the other project, you'll have to send that over as well.
Yeah, would
you? Play something from that. All right, if you missed any of Mirror Signal's session, you can listen to it again as a podcast. It'll be available on our website on cambridge105.fm. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you very much for having me.
This June, why not put your best foot forward and raise some money for pioneering dementia research? Cambridge 105 is supporting Alzheimer's Research UK's Big Walk 2013. On Sunday, June the 9th. Following the success of the 2012 Big Walk, the 2013 Walk is a 9-mile clockwise route, starting at Comberton and passing through southwest Cambridgeshire's beautiful countryside. To register, email bigwalk@alzheimersresearchuk.org or follow the link on our website cambridge105.fm for more details. Registration is £15 for adults and £7.50 for children. Help support pioneering dementia research this June with Alzheimer's Research UK and Cambridge 105.
Wednesday, 8 o'clock. The top 5 records from Cambridge's hottest musicians, as voted for by you. This is the Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105.
Tis.
And this is week 60 of Cambridge 105's Unsigned Chart, and for the next 30 minutes we'll count down the records that you've been voting for, all by local unsigned artists. Last week's top five began with Flaming June at 5, Rumpelstiltskin, been on the chart for 7 weeks now. At number 4, Music and Spies, In My Hands, 3 weeks in. Little Twizzle was at 3 with Mama One Day, that was 4 weeks in. Tilly Dalgleish was last week's new entry at number 2 with Lonely Birds. And number 1, our longest running record, 18 weeks last week, Bee Music and The Forest went back up to number 1. So those five records went up for the vote, along with a new entry from The Hotlights called When It Comes to You. A total of 285 votes have been cast this week, and once again, we have changed the situation from Monday's update chart when The Hotlights looked like they weren't even going to make it into the chart. They have. What happens is nobody seems to bother promoting their music being in the unsigned chart until Monday. So the update chart on a Monday afternoon is premature, really. But there's not much we can do about that. So this week's new entry's got in, which means one of last week's five have gone. And that record that leaves us, having notched up a month inside the chart, is Little Trizzle. He's gone. 9.1% for Little Trizzle. I think he was at number 3 on the update chart on Monday. He was number 3 in the main chart last week, and that would have been his 5th week this week. So he manages a month. He is a hip-hop artist from Cambridge, and that track did reasonably well in the end. Mama One Day has gone. So, Flaming June, Music and Spies, Tilly Dalgleish, B Music and The Hotlights will play between now and about 25 to 9. First up, this week's number 5 is Music and Spies with 10.2% of the vote after a last minute session of getting in the votes. They leapfrogged Little Trizzle. It would have been them going out otherwise. They got 10.2% of the vote, and this is In My Hands to give it a 4th week inside Cambridge 105's unsigned charts.
Number 5.
Is it going like that old Ford truck? Taking it steady, never been ready, and always had the best of luck. Meanwhile, there's nothing wrong with my personality, but I've got a borderline OCD that won't let me sleep till 3:30. But I'm free.
Free?
Yeah, I feel free. Keeping it up till everybody wakes up early in the morning with a cup of tea. It sounds good to me. And you've got my attention like a bright light in the dark. The only way to find my way is follow it home and make sure I am ready. I'm so ready, I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can, yeah. To what I said, I was talking out my ass. I should have given you the time that you needed and all the things I had. To give, forgive, forget it all. Leave it all behind for somebody else to find. There's always gonna be the waters and the end-alls. Do it by the end of the line. But now I'm back again with my arms wide open. Yeah, they're wide open, baby. With a sense and grace. Understand. I am ready to be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Is it today already? Oh, I better be going. No, I'm not going anywhere. And the way I'll make sure of that is lock the door. You're not going. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Yeah, I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can.
Yes, boys, you are in the charts by this. Well, we'll say skin of your teeth because I can't say what you just said on Twitter. Music and Spies and In My Hands. Congratulations to them. They're in the unsigned chart again for a fourth week. Music and Spies, in case you didn't already know, are Dan Bond and Nathan Jackson. And they got to the final of the Strawberry Fair Band competition. And they, well, if they're listening, they'll be able to tell me. Are you still on tour with Lucy Spraggan or have you finished that now? They were. I'm not sure. I think they've probably still got some more dates to go. They might be in a bit of a break because they weren't doing all of them. But they've played Bristol, Leicester, London, and they've got... No, they definitely are still on tour because they haven't played Norwich yet, have you guys? I was going to come and see you at Norwich, but I'm probably busy, as I always am when you play, typically. Anyway, congratulations to you. Do me a favour. Publicise yourselves a little bit earlier in the week. Don't do this lastminute.com thing because it's not good for my heart rate. Right, this week's number four is Tilly Dalgleish. She's down two places from last week's number two. She's got 11.9% of the vote this week. This track is called Lonely Birds.
Number four.
Lost and you found me. I was lonely, you gave company. I was alone, but you came. You came. Only but in the night, you answered my call. As I tried to take flight, you broke my fall. Like lonely birds, like lonely birds. I was cold and you warmed me. I was scared and you comforted me. I was alone, but you came. As I tried to take flight, you broke my fall. Like lonely birds, like lonely birds.
Lonely birds we found, and we won't find the ground.
Paid enough attention to that song in the past to realise that it sounds like that she's singing that in front of a waterfall or something. Again, I think Tilly's listening, so perhaps she can tell me. It does sound like she's performing in front of a waterfall with actually birds tweeting in the background, which if that's a live recording or just effects afterwards, either way, it's pretty good. It's Tilly Dalgleish and Lonely Birds. It's been on the chart now for 2 weeks. She's only 15 years old, is Tilly. I mean, we've got so many young, brilliantly talented artists on this show tonight. That's from a new EP called Broken Branches. She is... When's the 18th? That's this weekend. She's playing the Wonderful Wood Festival in Stowmarket on the 18th of May, which is this Saturday. And I'm trying to get her to come and play a gig in Cambridge as well at the end of June. So fingers crossed we'll get that in the diary. She'll be able to come and see Tilly in Cambridge. Right, you're listening to Cambridge 95's Unsigned Charts. Back to Music and Spies for a second. They are still on tour. They've got Brighton and Norwich left. Although they spelt Norwich wrong. I'm not sure if that was deliberately spelt wrong. Might want to work out how to spell Norwich, guys, before you go there. Dearie me. Brilliantly talented, those boys. Brain cells. Right, this week's number three inside the chart then got a total of 18.2% of the votes. It's fairly close in the end, actually, between all of these records. It was last week's number one. B-Music is now on her 19th week in the chart, which means she'll go up for the vote this week, and then that's it. Next week will be her last week inside the unsigned chart. She will be asked to politely move aside under the 20-week rule, where we only allow artists to be in the chart for 20 weeks, which is long enough. It allows us to give an opportunity to other artists, because otherwise we could end up with five tracks that have been in the chart for 10, 15, 20 plus weeks each, and then we have no room for any new entries. So that's why it's there. So congratulations to Belinda from B-Music. She's still on course for a record of not having been outside the top three in any of her weeks inside the unsigned chart. If she manages it next week, then she'll tie with Keltrix, who also managed to have that record when they went on their way to a 20-week run at the beginning of this year. This is called The Forest, 19 weeks inside the unsigned chart, 18.2% of the votes.
The Unsigned Chart.
Thank you. frost upon the ground.
Gonna miss that one when it goes. B-Music and The Forest, penultimate week on Inside the Unsigned chart. It needs to get inside the top three next week to ensure that it has its full 20-week run, not having fallen outside of the top three, which is a really big achievement and only something that's been done by one other band in the whole Unsigned chart. A little bit of trivia for you. We've had 67 today, 66 so far, entries into the Unsigned chart since it started last year. The reason why I know that is because I spent all day yesterday compiling an Unsigned chart of the year or to date yesterday, because on Bank Holiday Monday, which is a week on Monday's time, I'm covering the Drive Time show, so I'm going to take over that show between 4 and 7, and we're going to do an Unsigned chart of since it started. So it's a top 40 countdown of the Unsigned chart, and I've been through and counted up all the votes that each individual track's got when it was in the chart, and it's actually a really interesting mix, and there's some stuff in there. I was saying with Treehead earlier, there's some interesting stuff in there that I'd forgotten we'd even put into the chart in the first place, so that's well worth a listen, particularly if you're one of the bands that have been in the Unsigned chart or the artist, then you might be interested to be in the Unsigned chart of the year. So top 40 on Bank Holiday Monday. Right, it's time to reveal this week's top two. One of them's got 21.8% of the vote, the other one's got 28.8%. Flaming June have had a bit of a revival this week. They were at number 5 last week, but they were number 1 on the update on Monday. The question is, though, have they managed to stay there? Because the other record that wasn't doing so well on the Monday's update chart, The Hot Lights, is inside the chart, and it's at least at number 2. The Hot Lights are a rock power pop group from Cambridge, consisting of Tom on guitar and vocals, Mike on bass guitar, and Will on drums. The track that we put into the chart is called When It Comes to You. It's from their EP called Outside on the Tracks. And the Flaming June track is spending a total of 8 weeks inside the chart today, performed by Louise Hamilton on vocals and guitar, also performed with Paul Richards on percussion and Diane Llewellyn on violin. It's from her album or EP Rumpelstiltskin and the Perils and Promises of Womanhood, which was out in the middle of April. So, who am I going to play next? At number 2.
Number 2.
Flaming June.
I won't take what's precious to me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take what's precious to me. You won't take my world from me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take my world from me. I won't play your games, now I know your name. I won't play your games, now I know your name. Your name, Rumpelstiltskin.
Stiltskin.
I won't play your game.
By Flaming June. This week's number two, 8 weeks inside the Unsigned Chart. If you are an unsigned or independently signed artist in the local area and you'd like your track to be featured in the Unsigned Chart, you can send me an email, tim@cambridge105.fm, and I will endeavour to include you in a future week. We'll play the new entry from this week in just a moment, but first, this week's number one. It's becoming a regular thing now when the track that's out on Monday in the update zooms into number one, having got the artist to get a lot of votes. But, you know, it's fine. It's all legitimate. They're all legitimate votes. So the total amount of votes for the Hot Lights this week amounted to 28.8% of the votes. They're a three-piece rock power pop band from Cambridge. This is a track from their EP. It's called When It Comes to You. It's this week's number one.
Cambridge's favourite entry this week. This is the Unsigned Chart, number one.
Let me tell you how this will work out, how it will play. I'll tell you that I love you, and I mean a lot of what I say.
Comes to you from the Hot Lights, this week's number one, 28.8% of the vote. So, Flaming June, Music and Spice, Tilly Dalgleish, Be Music, and the Hotlights go into next week's vote, and they're joined by this week's new entry from Zach Thomas, who I know has been on Underdog in the last couple of weeks, and we've played him on this show a couple of times recently, and I said, would you like me to put the track in? So he said, yes, please. So I am. So Zach Thomas is a solo singer-songwriter from Cambridge. He also is the front man of Isaac's Aircraft, band that I'm a big fan of. He's just released the debut three-track EP called Phoenix, which is the track we're going to play you at the beginning of May. This is the only radio-friendly track we can play. ZachThomasMusic.bandcamp.com is where you can find his music, and this is the new entry for this week.
You see, I taste, forget my innocence. The settled bud that kept my hands. You see, a lover, you see, a lover of my heart. You see, a lover, you see, a lover of my. The sinner's hands against my inner lines. The bitter taste that gets my best. I see you love him, I see you love him in my heart. I see you love him, I see you love him, oh I. I said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, in another day. We said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, is there another way? I said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, in another day. We said our bars and get no rest. You said, oh boy, is there another way? It's too long, and I mean it. It's too long anymore. And I won't wait in the mold, in the mold, in the mold. It's too long, and I mean it. I said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, in another day. We said our buys and get no risk. You said, oh boy, is there another way? I said our buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, in another day. We said our buys and get no risk. You said, oh boy, is there another way? It's too long, and I mean it. It's too long anymore. And I won't wait in the mold, in the mold, in the mold. It's too long, and I mean it.
Zach Thomas and Phoenix, it's this week's new entry. Voting will be open again after 9 o'clock tonight. Go to our website, cambridge105.fm. You have 6 records to vote for, and these are what they sound like.
I am ready.
Music and Spies and In My Hands, this week's number 5 with 10.2% of the votes.
Trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm bold.
Microphone fade has just broken on me.
Steady as I can.
That's good. Next up at 4. Lonely Birds from Tilly Dalgleish. Be Music, 19 weeks inside the unsigned chart now. It's got 18.2% of the vote this week. This is The Forest.
Time, it had no meaning. I just moved towards the sun.
Number 2 is Flaming June and Rumpelstiltskin, 21.8% this week.
I won't play your games, no, I know you. Your games, I know you're better.
and this week's number one, The Hot Lights, and When It Comes to You. And finally, Zach Thomas and Phoenix is this week's new entry.
I said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, and another day. We said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, is there another way? I said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, and another day. We said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, is there another way?
Stay listening, we'll be announcing the lineup for our Strawberry Fair tent, our music lineup after this next record.
Broadcasting from the city centre on 105 FM and online.
We are Cambridge 105.
We'll be right back.
That is Chasing Outlaws, and the track's called Roller Coaster. It's 20 to 9 on Cambridge 105 on a Wednesday night. Every year, this will be the third year we've done this now, Cambridge 105 broadcast live from Strawberry Fair. And this year, like every other year previously, we'll be having some musicians come and play live for us. But what we try and do each year is make it 1 year the bigger year than the previous year. So this time we're going to be broadcasting for 12 hours from Strawberry Fair between 11 a.m. and 11 p.m, which means we need more music than we've ever needed before. So 12 artists will be playing for us live on the 1st of June from Strawberry Fair. The music will run between 12:30 at lunchtime till 10 p.m. at night, and I'm going to run through 12 of the artists that will be playing for us live on that day. So, first up, this band, Fred's House, and this track is called Fine Life, which was featured on our playlist recently.
Living for a good time, living on the breadline, that's just how we roll. And we pretend every single weekend we're not standing outside waiting in the cold.
So Fred's House will be playing that song live and lots of others too. They're big friends of the station. They've been featured on my show and Greg's show and other people's shows. They did a set for us at the Grafton Centre on Easter Saturday. So we're looking forward to having them play. They're also playing Strawberry Fair on one of the stages, I believe, as well. So that's artist number one. Artist number two...
Maybe I'm a hopeless case.
Are the Balancines. Now, you may remember we were holding a competition a few weeks ago for somebody to be the new vocalist of a track called Monsters. This is the original recorded version of Monsters by the Balancines. Heather Merrin Ford won the competition, and she'll be doing a little showcase with the Balancines, who will also perform their track, which was in the unsigned chart, called Red Kite.
Create a monster, cause they're not the changing kind. Luke Aaron kind, you gotta stop creating monsters, cause they hurt you more each time.
So the Balancines and Heather Merrin Ford will play a short showcase for us. Heather will perform live for the first time at the track Monsters, which was the record that we asked her to record and send in as an entry. And she'll also be performing another track with the Balancines, and they'll be performing Red Kite, which was in the unsigned chart. Next up, a solo performer from St Neots. Goes by the name of Dropout Dan.
Keep quiet, dear. You've got those steady hands and a heartbeat racing.
Dan recently performed at the NMG sessions at the Portland Arms.
In love. Calm down to hear.
And he's good friends with B-Sides, who performed at our tent last year.
It's not a lot to cheat your trust.
So let's play this track in full. This is Dropout Dan.
It takes a lot to fall in love. Calm down to hear all these ready plans that are all worth making. It's not a lot to cheat your trust. He's got a lot to learn, but even more to lose. With such little time and so much to prove. Keep quiet, dear. You and those wandering hands on a night worth pacing. It's not a lot, but it's enough. Keep me on the wall, I'm moving on. With those aching limbs and those hips you're shaking. It takes a life to turn a phrase. You're in this week. Whilst you're breaking into the sounds of faking. It's
is all you've got to hurt this way.
Keep me on the wall, I'm moving on. With years playing in cold and choosing wrong, I've never felt like this. It's better if we learn to play our part.
So turn your conscience off. Is this all you built yourself? Are these marks made from your hell?
He's got a lot to take, but even more to give. Until he learns to wake, he never meant a thing. Look where you are on a hazy night on a whim while aging. My heart, my love, my life. Holding on to words that break me, yeah.
That's the sound of Faking from Dropout Dan's latest EP. He'll be performing live for us at Strawberry Fair in our tents. We'll be having music between 12:30 and 10 p.m. on the 1st of June, which is a Saturday. Also announced so far, Fred's House and The Balancines and Heather Merrin Ford, the winner of our Monsters competition. This is what's left of a the man who we had live in the studio with us tonight will also be playing for us at Strawberry Fair, Mirror Signal. No one believes the chosen savior stares you in the face. Are you gonna take your grace? Somebody help, her smile's contagious. Did a great job of keeping quiet when I asked him where he was playing soon. He didn't let the cat out of the bag too early. With a black hole in the light escaped us, but I know we're home and it'll reshape us. Trying to mix it up a bit, give everybody something a bit different. So very pleased to announce that this particular band will be playing for us. Winners of the Strawberry Fair Band Competition 2013. Their prize, a part of winning the competition, was to play the Strawberry Fair, a main stage. But they're also very happy to come and play for us as well in our tent. This is The Simple Tone.
Try to save my life again. Wrongs are my worst enemy. Brave and abstracted.
So far then, Fred's House, The Balancines and Heather Merrin Ford, Dropout Dan, Mirror Signal and The Simple Tone. More to be announced. Stay listening. This is Serotide by The Simple Tone in full.
Like me.
The Simple Tone and Serotide. They are one of the artists playing our tent at the Strawberry Fair on the 1st of June. They were the winners of the Strawberry Fair band competition this year. Also playing Mirror Signal, Dropout Dan, The Balance Scenes and Fred's House. Okay, we've announced 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. We've got 7 left to announce. Artists that are playing for us on the 1st of June. These are the next ones. They are the Finkel Brothers Trio, who wowed the crowd at our Easter Saturday Grafton Centre OB. They are obviously 3 of them, and they just play guitar, and there's a violin in there somewhere, I think, sometimes. And they're beautiful. So this is something else, a little bit different. Greg particularly likes those guys. I think he may even be taking them to Bestival, actually, off the top of my head. And if he's not, and I've just made that up, then sorry. Just got their hopes up. So Finkel Brothers Trio will be playing, and also joining them will be one of the best under-18 entries for the under-18 band competition from Strawberry Fair.
And so I can't, 'cause I'm broke.
This is Too Intense. Duncan and Joe.
I'm broke.
They didn't win the under-18 band competition, but they won a lot of new fans out of it. They're very different. And funny too.
I can't because I'm on the dole. I can't because I just got fired from a job at the hospital.
There we go. Too Intense will be playing live for us at the Strawberry Fair. They will be joined by...
Is it going like that?
Music and Spies, friends of the station, always on. They were the runners-up at the band competition. They'll be performing at the Strawberry Fair on an acoustic stage. And they said they'd come and play for us as well, which is very nice of them.
It's a half-past free, but I'm free. Yeah, I feel free. Keeping it up till everybody wakes up early in the morning with a cup of tea. It sounds good to me. And you've got my attention like a bright light in the dark. The only way to find my way is follow it home and make sure I am ready, steady as I can.
There we go, nice edit there. Okay, one more we're going to announce. We're going to play another track from this particular artist. Then we've got 3 more to do after that. So 1 and then 3. If makes any sense. CC Smugglers. They played in NMG Sessions last October. They're definitely going to Bestival. They're a 6-piece blues act.
I'm going where them chilly winds don't blow. And I said, oh Lordy me, oh Lordy my, yes, I'm going where them chilly winds don't blow. Yeah, I'm going to find a place and I'm rooting in the shade. Yes, I'm going to throw the brave door out of my home.
They're very busy guys. I'm really pleased to manage to get them to play a set for us. So CC Smugglers will be playing alongside Music and Spies, Too Intense, Finkel Brothers Trio, The Simple Tone, Mirror Signal, Dropout Dan, The Balance Scenes and Heather Merrin Ford are running out of fingers, and Fred's House. This is CC Smugglers and Ruben's Train.
Train went from England to Spain. Yes, he never read no letters from his love. And I said, oh Lordy me, oh Lordy my, never read no letters from his love. Now Ruben's train was built 100 coaches long. I hear his whistle blow 100 miles. And I said, oh Lordy.
from your love. And I said, oh, Lord, in me, oh, Lord, in my, never had no letters from his love.
The CC Smugglers and Rubens Train, they'll be playing live for us on the 1st of June. You'll be able to listen to all of these live on Cambridge 105, but you should also come down and see us as well. Three more to announce. Artists that are playing our tent at the Strawberry Fair this year. Number one in the unsigned chart this week, the Hot Lights are playing.
Let me tell you how this will work out, how it will play. I'll tell you that I love you, and I mean a lot of what I say. It's not hard, and that's the way you've been raised.
And they'll be joined by another artist that's just gone in the unsigned chart this week.
Is he out to
Mr. Zach Thomas, who did play with us last year with Isaac's Aircraft. He's going to do a solo set for us this time with tracks from his new EP.
Is he a lover? Is he a lover of my heart? Is he a lover? Is he a lover of my? The sinner's hands against my inner lines.
That's Zach Thomas.
Bitter taste that gets my
best. He's joining the Hot Lights, the CC Smugglers, Music and Spies, Two Intents, Finkel Brothers Trio, The Simple Toe, Mirror Signal, Dropout Dan, The Balancines, and Heather Merrin Ford, and Fred's House, and one more. Making their live return with their first live set of this year and premiering brand new material, Motor Tapes.
That's it.
Timings of all of those sets will be available on our Facebook page and our website later on tonight. Strummers and Dreamers have a showcase between 2 and 3 o'clock. That's our folk show with Les Ray. He'll be having sets from Rachel Clark, Charlie Smith, Edward Alice, Moe's Gold Teeth and Daisy Bell. And finishing off our coverage between 10pm and 11pm will be an hour-long set from the B-side project, dance music, remixes, etc. And we'll also be covering the parade to the Strawberry Fair from 11am. So we're on between 11am and 11pm on the 1st of June. Right, that's it from me for today. You can check out the show again as a podcast on the website, cambridge105.fm.